I just wanted to ask you, when did you get involved with Anonymous?
Well, let me see. I guess it would have been a couple of years ago. Maybe 2014, I think I auditioned for it.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, that doesn't sound right. 2013.
Yeah. And what was that audition process like?
Well, they called me in and they said, here's a script, you should learn it. And then I went in and I did it and they liked what I did and they cast me.
And, you know, being that this is a very topical movie, was it difficult at all to prepare once you got the role?
No, not really, no. I mean, because this character is not too far gone from myself, you know. Of course, I'm playing a young, straight, white male.
Yeah.
So, in that respect, I didn't have to prepare all that much. But certainly I had to learn my lines, and that can be challenging sometimes.
And
I have the memory of a dead goldfish.
And you talk about memorizing your lines. You also have a lot of technical things, being that, you know, you're playing a hacker. So was that difficult at all to learn?
I mean, no, not really. I didn't have to actually hack on camera. It was like movie magic that happened. But I've grown up around computers, so at least I know how to touch type. I know how to make it look like I know what I'm doing. And I think that's what acting is all about. You know, you never quite learn how to play the part. You never quite learn how to do the thing, but you make it look like you...
Yeah. And, you know, being that you were playing sort of a young person that's sort of trying to find himself while going through these difficult situations, what was it like sort of going through that journey as a performer?
I don't quite know what you mean.
Like, for example, you know, you're playing a character that goes through an arc that is sort of goes through this world of danger. So what was that like, sort of playing?
Talking about danger, a bee just landed on me right now. I'll be very careful. It was great fun, because I was able to get fully immersed in that world, because we were traveling all over the place. Traveling all over the place for it and talking to all sorts of professionals about it. It was kind of a unique insight into the world of the hacker, which I had not previously been, so aware of. So it was fun.
Yeah. And you weren't aware of that world. Was it at all surprising what you did learn?
No, not really. There's only so much that you can do given the laws of physics. So I don't know that there's anything that I wasn't expecting a hacker to do. But certainly it is, it's scary, you know, it's the sort of thing that you don't quite realize how powerful someone in this day and age can be, given how reliant we are on technology. It's quite scary to think about how much power a single person can have.
Yeah. And when you're collaborating with the director, was it sort of, what kind of discussions you had about your character?
We didn't have all that many discussions, really, because he didn't speak English very well.
Oh.
But he was a wonderful man all the same, you know. And he was able to tell me very quickly and in very few words exactly what he wanted, you know. And also there were translators on set as well, so it was all pretty straightforward. But the director and myself, I think we both had a fairly clear vision of what we wanted, and he especially. And so he was able to guide me if he needed something to be different, as I suppose the directors want to do most of the time.
Yeah. And, you know, being that, again, this is very topical, as I said earlier, is it something that you sort of think about all the time now that you've sort of done a project where you sort of had to learn a little bit more about the world and its implications, its power? Is it something that has affected you in your daily life?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm any more cautious of the internet or of information than I was prior to the film. But I think, if anything, it was an interesting insight into how one character might deal with it. But no, I don't think I don't think it's really changed who I am or how I perceive hacking.
Yeah.
Hackers, rather.
And, you know, you talked a little bit about sort of the collaboration with the director. What was it like sort of working with the cast and sort of all working together and figuring out sort of your roles?
It was fun. It was great fun because they were all, you know, they were all kind people. And I think every time whenever someone is casting an actor, I like to imagine that they are accounting for the person's personality as much as they are their talent, because it can be working with someone who's not friendly can be a nightmare. But everyone on this film was great. They were all very professional. They were all very kind, accommodating people. So, you know, went pretty smoothly.
Yeah. And sort of, as you, as an actor, what kind of stories do you really, like to pursue things like this that are very topical, or how do you like to challenge yourself?
I suppose, things I'd like to do most are period films, fictional things set in different worlds, different universes, things where you can really distance yourself from yourself as an actor to a character. Because those are the most fun, obviously, and when you're shooting them, you get to do the most traveling, and you get to experience, you know, wonderful artwork and different interpretations of different things. So that's, I think, what it's all about. But I do like a challenge, and I think it's nice to you know, play a character with a bit of a emotional range, because it does allow you to really act. So I can properly claim a title. I like to do more of that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you discuss sort of, you know, how fun it is to travel. In this film, you know, there are a bunch of locations all over the world. So what was that like?
I mean, it was great fun. It was fantastic. It's wonderful to see new places, and especially to film in new places. Because when you're there with the film, it changes it completely. Because where you might normally go somewhere as a tourist, you're able to really see everything as much as a local. But when you're there with a film, you have guides on hand. You have people that you've not paid, but that someone else has paid.
Yeah.
So they have the incentive of money to really do their best and give you a tour of their hometown, of the ins and outs, the intricacies of the place that a regular old, you know, floral shirt wearing tourist might not manage.
Yeah.
So when you go somewhere with a film, you really get to know the place, and you're there for a long time.
And did you bring your floral shirt when you went traveling?
I did not. I would not be caught dead in a short sleeve floral shirt in any climate or in any country. That said, I would wear a long sleeve floral shirt with the sleeves rolled up. That sounds fun.
Yeah, and you know, again, sort of what I found interesting about the film is just sort of how it tackles sort of hacking through this journey of the main character, where he sort of, you know, he's put in a difficult space, but you see him sort of get seduced by that power. So what was that like?
And in what respect, what was it like?
Just sort of finding that sort of journey and sort of going along, where you're sort of playing this person who is well-intentioned but is sort of seduced by this power that is very dark at times.
I mean, I suppose it does speak to the dangers of power like that, and it does make me wonder how I would fare given the same skill and the same resources. But it's an interesting idea for someone to think about. What would you do given the same circumstances?
And for you, is there anything in particular that, outside of sort of the ins and outs of the world, was there anything you learned in particular about this from this project?
Not really, no.
Sort of, I just want to ask, so after this, what do you have up next that you're kind of excited about?
Yes, so there's a film called The Legend of Ben Hall, which is kind of like an Australian Western. Mm-hmm. If you ever saw Ned Kelly, same era, the Bushwick era.
Yeah.
And that's coming out here soon. I forget the date. I think we're still waiting on it. But it just premiered in Australia. And that's a really cool film, really fun. I get to ride horses and shoot guns, that sort of thing. But with that said, I have a film that I'm shooting in New York State this month. So, or next month, rather. And so I can't talk too much about that. Yeah. But that's the next project upcoming. So hopefully that turns out well.
Yeah. Bring your coat. Bring your coat.
I will be bringing my coat. Yeah, I've already packed my warm things.
Yeah, because it is starting to get pretty brutal over here.
Well, I'm excited. I love the cold.
Oh.
It's my enemy. You know, I'm from Australia. Maybe that's why.
What part of Australia are you from?
I'm from Sydney. I'm just outside of Sydney.
Oh, okay. Good, good. And sort of is being from Sydney, you know, you just talked about, you know, sort of that Bushman story you're going to be in. How exciting was that to sort of, you know, get to play some of that?
It's fantastic because, you know, I'm Australian. I grew up in Australia, and we have a fairly limited history, especially compared to the rest of the world. And so it's fun to be able to delve into that and what it would be like and to wear those costumes and to be a part of that environment. And of course, we got to range all over the beautiful Australian Victorian outback on horses, which is just some of the most beautiful countryside I think in the world.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone likes horses, so that's good.
Yeah. And I sort of find, in speaking with you, you really like that aspect of acting where you get to sort of embody, sort of travel, and sort of be in these times and places you may have not known about. So is that something that really drives you as a performer to pursue those experiences, to be able to tell those kind of stories?
I think that's probably my main drive behind it. As much as it's wonderful to embody a character and play a new character, being able to go to different places and to be able to quite literally dress up as different people, it's just so much fun. This is such a ridiculous job. I mean, obviously lots of people try and be actors, but I'm so grateful that I was lucky enough when I was in the right place at the right time, so as to become an actor full time. It's one of the best jobs in the world. If you can get it done right, you can be working consistently, and you do projects that take you new places. It's a silly thing. It's a really silly thing, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah. And are there any particular goals you have to, or any kind of stories you want to tell in the future?
I guess I just want to be a part of. Just want to be part of interesting movies that have some bearing or impact on culture. You know, it'd be fun to be able to be a part of one of these huge. I'd love to do a Christopher Nolan movie, actually, to be more specific. I love what he does, and I love how he tackles problems of the mind and that sort of thing, and ideas of time. I've always been fascinated with time. I was a big fan of Inception and Interstellar as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, his films are very cerebral and sort of really pay a lot of respect to the audience. You know, he doesn't dumb anything down.
That's a big thing as well, as I love, and thank you for prompting, I wouldn't have thought of another one.
Yeah.
Films that, I suppose, allow the audience their intelligence. You know,
yeah.
That don't assume dimness on the part of the audience, because that's a lot of the time these days, people are so unwilling to take risks. In their filmmaking, and they assume they have to spell it out for the audience. But I think some of the best films are wrought with subtlety.
Yeah. And are there, for you as an actor, is it hard to take those kinds of risks? You know, being that, you know, you are a young guy where you sort of finding your way. Is it difficult to find those kind of roles where it's risky for you?
I mean, it's tough to find roles in general. It's hard to get work as an actor in this industry because there's so many people who are just as good at the craft. So it can be tough. It's very oversaturated. But I think, and now that I've gone on that tangent, I've forgotten your question. What was it again?
No, I was just asking, pursuing those kind of stories that are risky in terms of the way they tell their stories and don't necessarily fit the mold. Is it difficult for you, for someone who is very young in their career, to sort of find those kind of roles?
Yeah, so I guess that's, so it is, it's tough to find that stuff just because, as we were saying earlier, there's so much of the mundane. There's so many sequels, so many low-risk projects that are built purely around markets finance, so it can be difficult to find the sort of stuff that I think most actors would like to do. But there's very little risk on the part of the actor these days, I feel like, unless you're a big name.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that, you know, you're doing what work you can,
yeah.
And you're just the face of it. And, you know, occasionally you might get criticism for supporting something that is controversial.
Yeah.
But really, that's on the heads of the people behind the scenes. As an actor, you're just, you're doing what you're told to do and have fun doing it.
Yeah. So, wow. If there's anything you wanted audience members to take away from the film, what would that be?
I guess you cover your webcam when you're masturbating.
Yeah. That one's a good one. Yeah, more people should cover their front cameras and webcams.